with most of us is that we would rather be ruined by praise than saved by criticism. Verse 5, Norman Finn. Hi, I'm HK, blogger, poet, storyteller, and motivational speaker. Welcome to my podcast, View of Life. Today's episode is inspiration from Maria Kondo's book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. We all want to organize our wardrobe, our house, like our life. But the truth is, how many times we tried? We failed every single time. Maybe we lacked the method which needed to organize. Or maybe we are a bit too lazy and we think, let it be. But most of the time, it's much difficult to understand which things needed to be organized first, our wardrobe or our life. I think maybe you also agree that tidying up your wardrobe is much more easy than arranging our life. Sometimes tidying up our wardrobe and house help us to remove the fog from our mind and gave us a new way, paved the new break of mood. Why we need to go read the book? We all know how to organize the thing, how to organize our life. But the question is, if we all know how to do the particular thing, so why every single time when we organize ourselves, after some days, or if you have children, it will take only a few seconds and the things will mess up again. Life in life, we choose easy problems first. However, sometimes those easy problems are more painful. But we have to take the step and solve our problem. Similarly, in case of tidying up, we have to choose the easy thing first. You can choose from clothes, accessories, shoes, whichever thing you like to clean up. But if you choose clothes, you should pick up each and every single piece of clothes from the hamper and pile up in front of you. After that, sort the clothes, whether the winter clothes or the summer clothes first. But if it's winter, you should sort summer clothes first and vice versa, as it helps us in easy decision making. After that, pick up the clothes, touch each and every clothes, feel that clothes, and ask yourself the question: why you buy this clothes? What is its purpose? Did it fulfill its purpose? Do you need that thing now or not? If the answer to all these questions is no, then it's better to donate or throw it. It depends upon the condition of the product. Similarly, like clothes or any other thing, choose wisely people in your life. See whether the particular person is good for you or not, whether it gives you positive vibes or not, or she is draining energy from you. On that basis, try to eliminate the person who is eating up your life, your energy, and keep only those person who help you to fill your life with energy. Spending the time with the wrong purposes are not worth it. It's only a bad sponsor. We all attract towards the organizing thing. More almirahs, more cupboards. But these things will not help us. Similarly, we attract towards different things throughout the life. I want this, I want that, but this is not going to happen. Like clothing right acceptance in our life, we need to be selective and try to understand what is necessary, what we actually wanted in our life. Sometimes the things we don't want, we pack them, fit in a box and throw it away in a store or give it to ourselves. But this is not the answer to the problem. By closing your eyes and thinking that cat will go away, it will not harm you, it's a better not to think in that way. It's a joke. By running from your problem or putting your problem at the side and forget it will not solve your any problem. It's better to face your problem. It's better to clean up your surroundings, reduce or eliminate the burden of all those unwanted things. Then, not only give a new look to your business, but also give us a new outlook to our life and also to our peace of mind. All we are always coming for. When we include in process of tidying up, it becomes difficult to do whether to keep it or throw it when emotional sentiments are attached to it. Then we have to think in this way. Does this thing make me happy when I see or hold it? Or do I see or hold it on a regular basis? If the answer is no, then you need to remove from your life. You need to cut all those persons that tidying up you, which are not helpful for you any longer. You need to move on in your life. We need to take this type of drastic. The small tough decisions like this help us or give us ease in deciding other difficult decisions in our life. In short, tidying up is an art we all need to learn. It helps us to live an easy and clutter-free life. Hope you like this podcast. We will meet next week with new view from new book and new view of life. Till then, take care of yourself and others. Bye-bye.